I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
Something that I'm trying to drill into my children. So as a father of five and my wife is pregnant with our sixth.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. We're very blessed. And, you know, I look back in my adolescent and things weren't handed to me on a silver platter. And partially because my dad, as a Baptist minister, you know, we didn't have a lot of extra in life. I mean, we were very blessed, but if I wanted something extra in life, I realized I was going to have to go out there and work for it. And so I became an entrepreneur at a young age and started mowing lawns and grew that business. And in Michigan would shovel driveways during the wintertime. And I think it taught me the value of hard work, taught me the value of a dollar. It let me refine my skills as I negotiated with customers and, you know, things like that. And so I want my children to be brought up with that same type of mindset where they're taught the value of hard work. And so, you know, unfortunately, we do live in a day and age where life can be relatively easy for a lot of people in America, where everything is instant. Our kids live in somewhat of a lap of luxury. And so if you are a parent or a guardian, one of the best things that you can do is to take away some of those luxuries. Don't make it too easy on your child, because if you do, you're actually setting them up for a very difficult time in life, teaching them the bumps in the road early on. I'm so thankful that I had that experience of going out there and having to struggle in the winter times and shovel driveways and mow yards in the hot summer, because it taught me so much.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's say I want to start my own business. And what if my motivations aren't really pure? Like, I can't stand people. I don't want to work with anybody. I've had it with my boss. I'm going to go prove to the world. Is that a good place to start?
Well, you know, the counsel I would give is, you know, one of my favorite quotes in this type of context would be, never run from something, but run to something. Mm-hmm. And I've seen people who have been very angry at work. They're like, oh, I can't stand my boss. I can't stand these people. I'm going to go prove them wrong. That's running from something. And I would say, hold on, time out. You know, Bill, Ted, you know, whoever. Mm-hmm. Let's sit back and let's make a plan. And let's first of all, seek God's guidance. And let's not make a decision impetuously, you know, out of anger or frustration, but let's really seek God's guidance. He's going to open up a door. He's going to show us the pathway, and let's find something that you're absolutely passionate about. Let's find something that you're excited about. And when we start to make that plan and we find that, now we're not running from a negative situation. We're running to a positive situation. And I feel that people are going to be much more successful in those types of environments.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.